guys. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage, with your hosts,
Laura Lee.
That with the octave change as well. And Manny MUA, what is up?
What's up, old man?
What is up? How are you guys doing this gorgeous day?
I want to know what's going on.
What's going on?
Tyler?
I feel like this is the podcast episode.
What's going on?
There it is. There it is.
This is literally not the podcast episode. This is the TikTok episode.
This is a TikTok episode. You guys, we got some tea.
We got some tea that's not even like crazy tea, but we wanted to do a little bit of a deep dive on Miss Alex Earl.
Miss Alex Earl, who has taken the internet over. But first,
Peaks and Pits. We already know Peaks and Pits. We do this every episode. You guys already know the tea.
Me and Manny have a collective peak we would like to talk about. Okay.
Hooray. I feel like I'm the you know the meme with the baby that's like this? That's like praising
that
the Lord.
You?
That's me right now with the sun finally being out.
Oh my God, you guys, the rain is gone in LA. In California. Guys,
it rained for
3 weeks.
40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights.
Is what it felt like.
40 days and 40 nights.
And it was getting like to the point where I was fully going through the gigs.
But I will tell you this right now, this whole entire winter 2022, it didn't rain
the whole fucking
year. I don't think it rained. I think it may rain one day,
literally,
and I'm not even being facetious. I'm talking about probably one day it rained for the whole year until December,
literally, and then it rained for 3 weeks
and then it rained for 3 weeks straight. So it was like all and none.
Why is it like that? I'm like, can't we just have sprinkles between? Like it's either like dry as the Sahara Desert or in the fucking Amazon forest.
But you know what's most important? We needed this.
We did. And like, listen, we did need it. But it's so funny being a Californian, being like, but we needed this.
We needed this.
Like, it's like our rationale be like, oh my God, it's so crazy, but we needed this. Because, okay, also like my backyard looks like it's a stairway to heaven. Like, it's so green up my yard.
Isn't it beautiful?
Like I'm in an anime.
Listen, driving through the mountains, I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so luscious and beautiful and green.
It's insane.
I've never seen it more green in California.
Same.
Like,
and I'm like, is this what Portland gets all the time?
Yes, they're just green, green, green.
Is this what Oregon is?
But the thing is, what I don't like is when people are like, try living in Oregon. I'm like, well, that's why I don't live there, though.
That's
the whole point of me living here is because I already know it's like that.
Exactly.
There. Like, I'm with you. Like, I know Seattle and those. Like, I know that.
We know.
And that's specifically why I don't live there. That's why I would not try living
there. That's my pit. No, but seriously, I agree. Like the amount of people that are in my DMs, I'm just like, damn, guys, it's been raining for like 3 weeks straight. And my DMs are like, well, try living here. I don't want to try living there.
You're like, yeah, I know. That's why I live here, because it doesn't do this here.
That's what we have state taxes here for. I'm paying a lot of money in taxes here, so I don't have to deal with that all the time.
There's 22 million people in Los Angeles County because it doesn't, the weather. And when the weather starts to act up, you hear the LAans, actually all Californians, acting a fool. And that's because we live here, partly for the weather, honestly. Yeah,
I feel like the outside is a big part of why people live here.
Literally.
Like, is the conditions of the actual environment.
It's the conditions.
Like the water, obviously, like people that love to go to the beach. The temperature being pretty like not crazy all the time. There's so many reasons people like the mountains, the hills, the views, the everything.
Going to the beach in a tank top or a bikini in December, that's why I live here. That's why I pay a lot of money to live here. I mean, it's one of the reasons. There's a lot of good. And California knows that.
California is aware. California will get you good. Because they're like, oh, well, people want to live here, so let's get them good.
They know, honey. They're going to charge top dollar to live here.
Obviously, a gazillion reasons that California is incredible and amazing. It's not just for the weather, but that is part of.
It's definitely part of it.
A reason why people want to live here.
Yep.
For sure. So whenever I see people that are like, try living here.
Well, we don't because of that. Like, yeah, we know.
Don't want to.
We are not shocked.
Don't want to.
Now,
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Thank you for your fucking comment.
Yes.
Sometimes I will say, like, do you ever feel like you just want to complain?
Yeah.
Let me complain.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Just
let me, like, vent really quick. Like, let me just get it out. Especially, like, when I'm on my stories, I'm like, y'all, you guys are my community.
Yeah.
You gotta let me complain.
And then,
of course, once I get the demons out,
I'm back to being
a realist and being like, you know what? Like, other people have it harder. Like, you go back to
that
in my mind. But sometimes I just want to be a little baby back bitch.
You know what? I feel that. I really do. And sometimes the rain's gone, so we're back to our regular scheduled programming. Mm-hmm. However, it's like 60 degrees, and I need it at a, I prefer 85, but I'll take 70.
It was too hot today.
He's gonna send me over, okay? He's gonna push me over the edge. All right.
It was too warm.
Over the edge. Over the edge.
No, but I'm very, that's why it's our peak, because it's like nice to have the California weather back.
Yeah.
In some capacity.
Right. Right.
At least a little bit.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, okay, I have another random tidbit. I guess I can be like my peak pit, whatever. But I was listening to a podcast.
It wasn't full coverage.
But I did listen to that too, I guess, because, you know, reviewing the content.
Literally.
Anyways, I was listening to a podcast. And so I was like, okay, I always love Jen Cicero, her book, You Are a Badass. And I've read all her books. And she's got, I think I read 3 of them now. Anyways, you guys know I love her. So I had an idea. I was like driving for a while and I was like, I want to hear her speak on a podcast, because that's always where you get the real juice.
The hoogle.
You get the hoogle on podcasts.
So I love when you say hoogle. I love, that's why I like to bring up juice in Spanish, because I love you saying jugo. You get the juice, you get the jugo.
The jugo.
Or the jugo. It's just also just a good word.
It's a good word.
It's a good word.
You get, I feel like that word could stick around for us.
It's going to have to stay.
It's going
to
be a linger.
It's going to have to stay. Jugo is here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, but I was like, let me just look up her name, because I know she doesn't specifically have a podcast, but I was like, look up her name, because I know Gunwell, she's gotten so much fame from these books, she's definitely gone on podcasts, and lo and behold, she did. Mm-hmm. So I clicked one, and it was interesting, because it was someone asking her not so much, I guess, about her book, but more so about her life and shit she's done before the book. Mm-hmm. Like, who were you
before,
pre this book? Mm-hmm. Like, what went on? And it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, it was a lot more than what I thought it was. Like, she was a lot more, she was very wild and mm-hmm. free and made a ton of mistakes. And like, for instance, she was almost 40 years old living in a garage wow. in Venice Beach.
Yeah.
So there were,
she before was the in, book started?
She was in rock bands. Yes.
Oh, but maybe that's why she's able to do all that.
It is. Because that's what she writes.
She's lived so hard.
Well, she writes about it in the book, but she's very brief and vague with it, because that's not what the book is about. It's totally. Just her using, you know, those examples to kind of guide you where her mind went and how she learned how mm-hmm. to think and what to do to get herself out of that.
Yeah.
So she uses it as examples, but she like vaguely, you know, breezes over it. So it was cool, because in this podcast is like really deep dove into like more so who she was before. And it was just like so wild, which was almost more empowering, because it's like she was a little bit more of a train wreck than what she alludes to in the book, for good reasons. Because again, the book's not about that. It's not about being a train wreck. You know, it's not about being a train wreck.
Right.
It's about accomplishing what you want to accomplish. So anyways, it was just so fascinating to hear. And honestly, it even inspired me more on one, how open she was about her decisions in her life that her she was past. Living and why it was like that. And she was very honest about that. And it was even more insightful as she was able to like be like, okay, and this is the part. Because she had actually written two books before You Are a Badass that were not self-help books. They were books about her experience in dating people, and she was in like a rock band dating the drummer and like shit like that mm-hmm. and like drinking a lot and all that. So the books were more so about those crazy tales yeah. and then she had gotten into self-help, and she basically wanted to write a book that would and she had read so much self-help and it was just so boring and like do this, do that, and she wanted to write a fun version of that. And so whenever the book came out, I can't remember what year it was, I want to say, I don't want to quote because I could be wrong, but it was in the 2000s, and she had a really hard time selling the book to a publishing company.
Really?
It got denied multiple times because they said they don't need another self-help book. Don't. Because self-help at that time was not, you know, now everybody's way more aware of mental health and they're mm-hmm. way more aware of,
they know.
Meditation is yeah. heard of more, you know, affirmations are heard of more. Like, it's all more well received, which is back then it wasn't so much. So her book was denied so many times, and then finally someone picked it up and it just like blew the fuck up. I feel
like that book is so... Like, it's made millions. It must have.
Oh, it's been on the New York bestsellers list every year, I think, since it came out. And it came out, like, a long-ass time ago.
So, like, I feel like that's, like, the self-help it's book like for a lot book. Of people.
Yeah.
That yellow cover, it'll get you every time.
It will. And, you know, she came up with that title herself. I don't know. It's just, like, all... really, really cool. And like, she kind of went down like the trail. It was a really good podcast. If you just look her up, I mean, she's been on like a ton of podcasts. I listen to three or four of them because you always get like more from me. I do eat her up. And so I'm like, if I'm going to, you know, invest this much time in like, you know, a person and what they say, I do want to know more.
Right.
So that's when I did my digging.
Know the tea.
And I was actually really inspired the more I found out.
I love that.
On how open she was.
I wonder if some people might feel like that about us.
Maybe.
You know, like, maybe people, like, watch us because they've grown with us in some way.
Mm-hmm.
In some capacity. And, like, they know so much about us from our past because we're so open.
So much time.
And they've invested time in us. And that's why they're here listening to the podcast.
Right.
They're here part of the full fam because they were, like, we invested time and, like, into you.
Yeah.
And we care about you.
I think it's cool. Sometimes I watch our podcast because me and Manny review the episodes before they go live, and I watch it, and sometimes I try to think as a third party, like, okay, I'm just somebody who doesn't know them watching them. And to me, like, whenever I do that, it definitely feels like two best friends gabbing. just gabbing, just letting just it roll, just shooting the shit. It definitely gave me that vibe, which made me very happy because I know that was what me and you kind of were inspired to create. That was like the goal to create. We didn't want juicy drama. We didn't want to expose people on our, we didn't want to talk shit specifically about people. We didn't want to ignite, you know, like there's never ways a podcast to go. There are never ways how podcasts go. And we definitely had many meetings and conversations on like what we wanted out of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And it was, we wanted like our friendship on camera just as
how we would be.
Clear as it could be. How it would be if you guys were sitting and just chilling with us one night. That's what we wanted. And it's so cool to watch like that come alive.
It's crazy because that's exactly how I feel like it comes across as on the podcast. Because when I watch, I think the same thing. I'm like, if I'm not us right now and I'm watching it, I'm like, I feel like I'll have moments I'm watching back and I laugh out loud and I'm like, oh my God, like not us making it me laugh, like we're fucking so stupid. And it's like, it's just nice because we can get like serious about things because we do in real life, and then we can like shoot the shit like we do in real life. I just feel like it is like the perfect combo.
Yeah,
because we don't get crazy.
Yeah,
but we're not like pussyfooting around either. Like we're just being like genuine and honest about things,
right?
Which is really nice.
It is nice.
It's not that we're not doing that on our channels, but it's just a different energy to it.
Yeah, well, like our channels like isn't like an honest conversation about life. You know what I mean? It's normally like a themed video where we stay on topic.
Reviewing something.
About the review. Yeah, whatever that may be. So it like makes sense. But it was so cool that we got to do this and that we have been doing this. I love it. It's definitely Meow and Manny's like one of our most complimented things that we've done.
By far.
By far.
You guys, like the people in our industry are like.
Like everyone in our industry is like. Bitch, what you said on Full Coverage? I'm like, oh, you watch it.
No, it's actually like, it's still even shocking to this day because a lot of our peers will tell us, people in the beauty space, lifestyle space, whatever, will be like, oh, I was listening to this episode of Full Coverage, And I'm like, you were listening to Full Coverage?
So crazy.
Because I forget.
It's not what I honestly didn't expect that at
not
all.
Not at all.
At all.
0%. I was like, wait, you guys like it?
Yeah.
It makes me feel like, oh, wait, like, that's cool. That's kind. Like, I'm glad that we...
I mean, we are iconic, Manny.
Okay.
We are literally iconic. Like, love us, hate us.
Infamous.
We're infamous as it can be. Like, it's honestly, we are.
The sky is blue.
The name. We are infamous as the sky is blue.
As the sky is blue, like, girl.
Regardless
like,
of how it, you feel about
we've
us.
We've been through.
That don't change.
A journey.
We've been through a journey. We've been through many, 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 many journeys for many years.
For many years. This year will be my 10th.
This March 14th. Well, my 10th has passed, but on specifically YouTube, I believe it's, if I could be wrong, it's either March 24th or March 14th. Mm-hmm. This year is my 10 year anniversary.
I love it. Next year is my 10 year for YouTube.
Okay. Got it.
The 2024. Because I started 2014.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I started March 2013. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was talking to my assistant about this every day because not that I want to, she's trying to figure out like everything and not that I want to steer her hardcore in a direction, but like there's an obvious direction, social media. And I'm like, I think you should do it to her. So I was just reminiscing. It makes me reminisce a lot talking to her because she doesn't know, you know, any of the beginning journey because that was so long ago. It was 10 years ago, you know? She would have been 14 years old when I started. A kid. So she doesn't know. And like me telling her that, I'm like, God damn, time went by really fast.
Quick.
Really quick.
It has gone quickly.
It has.
Okay, wait. So what's your pit?
Well, I guess my pit, you know, my peak and pit are kind of like,
right.
That the rain ending, us not getting enough rain, paying taxes to live in California, it's still raining.
It's all combined.
Listen to Jen Cicero's. It's kind of.
It was the whole experience.
It was the experience.
It was the experience of the last week, is what your whole peak and pit was.
That was it.
You lived.
I lived.
Okay, I have a specific pit that I was just like, why did this even happen? Like, it was so ridiculous. So I was sitting down. Eating my pollo loco salad like I do all the time. My avocado chicken salad from Pollo Loco.
They're really good.
They're fucking fire.
We don't have those in Alabama,
I'm obsessed.
By the way. There's no Pollo Loco.
Pollo Loco. I love that. Pollo Loco, dude. So I was eating my salad.
By the way, I'm cutting you off and it's rude, but one of the first fast food places I went to in California was El Pollo Loco.
No.
And you better believe, I was like, now what is the Pollo Loco? I swear to God.
What is the Pollo Loco?
But I was like, now what is this? And Tyler's like, Pollo means chicken in Spanish. And I'm like, well, then let's get it.
Pollo. Yeah. I was just going to say that.
What is so, L-L-O?
Double L in Spanish is yeah. It makes the yes sound.
Pollo.
So pollo.
Pollo. Yeah, loco.
Pollo loco.
The crazy chicken.
The crazy
That's
chicken.
What it means. The crazy chicken. So yeah,
that's so
ahead.
Fucking funny. The pollo, the fact that I was like pollo.
Next week,
I was gonna say it, Tyler. Okay, I was gonna correct her.
Give them a chance to correct me. The audience
is gonna
like,
give
them
a
too.
Chance. But I was like, let Laura finish her sentence first, of course. So I was eating my double chicken alfredo salad.
Tell me,
I was watching Housewives of Potomac. So I'm watching Housewives of Potomac. I'm eating my pollo loco salad, and I'm living the fantasy. I'm on season 7.
Oh, so you're...
I'm in deep, heavy.
Understood.
So I'm watching it, and something had happened that kind of like shook me, and I started choking.
That's like one of my biggest
fears. And I was by myself.
That's one of my biggest fears.
And I was like, and I have never choked on something before in my whole adult life, by the
Not
way.
Like
so
a
I don't
real
know.
Choke.
No, I've never like choked on anything. So I was like, and I was like getting some air in, but I wasn't getting like enough air in. It was almost like as if like I was... Like, let's say my thing is like that, and it was cut off like this.
Okay.
So I had a little bit that I was like going through, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? So I was starting to get like a little panicky.
Yeah.
I was starting to feel like a little bit of like, what the fuck? So then I was like, so when I finally was like, try to suck it as much breath as I could so I can like cough super hard as I could. So I finally was like, coughed out, fucking shot like a rocket.
A whole ass chicken.
Bitch, a kernel of corn.
Oh, no. The infamous Manny MUA was almost taken out by corn.
By corn. And the thing is, like, this is Pollo Loco corn. This isn't like fucking corn that's like grown right there. The kernels are that big. The corn kernel was like this big.
Okay.
It was a real kernel.
It was a doozy.
It was the size of a fucking corner.
No,
it wasn't. But no. It was like the most intact corn kernel I've ever seen in my whole life. And it was so big. I was like,
I cannot.
A corn? I was literally like, a corn almost took me out. I don't even like corn.
I don't even like corn.
I don't eat corn off the cob. You'll never catch me eating corn on the cob ever. Mm-hmm. And I just don't naturally eat corn, but because it's in the salad, I'm not gonna be like, let me take out every kernel. Like, I know you will. You take out every last crumb.
Yep.
And I was like, no, it's too much. Like, I'm not gonna take it all out. So I kind of swipe some of it off, but the ones that are left, they're getting eaten. So I was scarfing it down, and the fact that the kernel was so perfectly placed, like origami. In my throat where
lodged.
I literally was like, I can't breathe.
Oh my God, so scary.
And I'm sure my trachea is large.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine like that it's small.
Mm-mm.
So the fact that the kernel got me together like that.
Oh, it got you good.
I was like, tears are streaming down my, but you know, cause like not from like crying, so I was like, oh my God. But I was just like, because I was so violently coughing that my body was just naturally was like tearing up, and like I was like running water down my eyes.
Oh.
So I was choking.
Baby.
By myself.
Oh. That is traumatic.
And I couldn't believe that I coughed hard enough to actually like get it out. I was like, not my lungs being so powerful.
You are the third accident last week that happened to one of my friends by themselves, where it was traumatic because they were by themselves.
Stop.
One of my friends fell so hard and busted up their legs until the point where there was so much like blood and injury, they passed out when they got home.
No.
And they were alone. So that was like the scary part. And then Gabriel
God.
On the scooter.
Oh my God, the fucking scooter, dude.
Went, did it all alone, went home alone, dealt with
yes,
it. And then
alone.
You and the cornhole.
The cornhole. Me and my cornhole.
You and your cornhole.
I couldn't believe that it was a piece of corn that almost took me out.
About took you
of
out.
Of all things.
I know. You would have thought it'd be more than a corn.
I thought it was chicken.
Oh, I would have thought chicken.
I couldn't believe it wasn't polo.
Polo. The polo.
I couldn't
gotcha.
Believe it wasn't the pollo that was taking me out. I was like, why am I choking this bad on a piece of a kernel?
Baby.
Mind you, it was a very large kernel. I've never seen a larger kernel in my whole
up.
Life. It was the biggest kernel you've ever seen.
So what you think about picking out the corn now?
I'm gonna pick every single piece out. I'll never Manny. Have corn in my double avocado chicken salad.
You had to pause
again.
The TV show.
I did. I did pause it. And I was like, okay, if I just like really focus here, I can get some air in. It wasn't full air, but it was a little bit of air.
I cannot with you.
It was like this, as if you're breathing through your teeth, like that. But less.
It
was corn was right there.
I've never choked before. I've definitely gotten a scare before, but I've never full on choked. But I've definitely seen videos of people like turning purple and choking, and that quickly became my worst fucking fear.
It's so scary by yourself.
And you know, I eat like a wild animal sometimes. It depends on how hungry I am. But luckily you're a picker though. I am a picker.
So you're not doing huge bites.
Never, 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 because I'm one of those people who needs to inspect every single
every piece.
Every bite needs to be inspected. And if there's a gummy piece of chicken, I'm not eating chicken for a week. And I also burn.
It's very true.
I burn chicken because I'm on purpose because I'm scared. It's not like I'm one of those. There's a category of people out there. I'm one.
Y'all, let me talk about when I go over to Laura's to eat when she's cooking chicken.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, Laura, how burnt is the chicken? I'll get there. I was like, okay, so how many burnt pieces are there? Like, what's happening?
And I take the most burnt ones because I want to ensure.
She wants them to be, like, if the chicken isn't black, it's not.
But done. Now for you and Ty, you know, I let you guys get some good pieces in there.
I need you guys to imagine, like, charred chicken. That's what we're eating. But honestly, it's still good because especially when we mix it with, like we did the macaroni the other day.
Oh, like the chicken pasta.
Yes.
It was good, wasn't it?
That was fire. Even with
garlic parmesan chicken that I marinate with a spicy chipotle sauce, grill, and then I do a bunch of the ingredients in the saucepan.
It was fire.
But it's so fucking good.
And
oh
my
God. It was
so good. So I was like, I don't even mind burnt chicken at your house.
Thank you. I'll make it taste good, baby.
You're going to like, if you're going to burn the chicken, it's going to taste delectable.
It's
going to
taste divine. Taste divine.
So that was my pit that I almost choked on a piece of corn.
Well, I'm happy you're here with us today.
Thank you. I was crying.
Trauma.
That was trauma.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, our topic for today's episode is Miss Alex Earle.
So deep dive.
It's a deep dive.
Dun, dun, dun.
And there's not a lot of deep dive because she's been kind of famous for about 5 minutes,
yeah,
I would say.
15 maybe?
15 minutes maybe.
I'm a little shocked by her enormous blow up so quickly because I keep, especially recently, hearing the name Alex Earle.
Mm-hmm.
I also just followed her like literally 2 days ago.
Oh.
So she came up on my FYP and I'm like, oh, she's a cute girl. Like, I like her. And then I saw her name. I was like, this is Alex Earle.
You're like, this is the bitch.
I was like, this is the
this
one.
Is the bitch.
This is what everyone's talking about. And yep. I'm like, she's very pretty. She's very cute. Loved her vibe. So I followed her, but I was like, oh, so this is Alex Earle. This is the infamous.
Yes.
I'm sure I've seen it on my FYP, by the way. But I think that because I had noticed it, I was like, oh shit, like, this is the girl.
So Alex Earle's a new internet sensation, internet it girl, whatever you want to call it, viral internet explosion. I started following her maybe a month or two ago because I follow a lot of the college girls who do Get Ready With Me's because I genuinely find their content interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's cute.
And I enjoy watching it. Mm-hmm. That simple. There are a lot of girls that do what Alex does. It's just Get Ready With Me. She didn't invent the genre, but she's definitely like a catalyst. I have like literally probably like 12 of these girls I follow that go to universities and do the Get Ready With Me's. And basically,
so it's at universities.
It's at university. So the premise is, it's like how hard they party. And like, like that's kind of the thing. It's like, we're going out tonight to get completely blackout. I'm so hungover right now. I got 5 minutes to get ready. Like, that's kind of like the enthusiasm behind the Get Ready With Me's. It's not like getting ready just for dinner. It's like, and that's what the college thing is behind it. Because, you know, the college lifestyle.
Experience.
So it's like a lot of young people on TikTok, and then, you know, you get to see other girls having the college experience. Granted, that's going to get a lot of followers because there's a lot of people in that genre on this college app. Kids. So it makes sense. Yes, so a lot of college kids on the app. So it makes sense. Well, Alex quickly like took over. Not that she did anything to take over, but the internet like chose her.
Yeah,
as she was the girl.
The sacrifice.
She was
not
the sacrificial
lamb. She's a lamb.
So she is 22 years old and she's like blowing up about as fast as Charli D'Amelio. Like,
which is so, because, you know, it was the same with Charli. Like, they just chose Charli.
They just chose Charli.
Like, it was so like, it was, it's almost weird like how the internet can just like back someone so intense, like TikTok specifically.
It is so
can
weird.
Back like this one person because they're just like, oh, I just like them.
Yes. So like,
so then they just
Charli, whenever the dancing and COVID was popular, Charli was the it girl for dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, they chose her. So she was like the it girl on the app. So then the Get Ready With Me's were like the college partying things become popular. So Alex is like the chosen one for that genre. Mm-hmm. And but really, it kind of like stimulates over the whole app. You 100%. Know what I mean?
Yeah, like piles over.
It piles over.
Especially if you're into Get Ready With Me content. Which I actually do enjoy watching.
Yeah.
Like, when yours pop up, I watch the whole thing. Aww. When I see other people's, like, there's this girl, her name's Athena, and she's on TikTok, and she does Get Ready With Me.
I know you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I love her Get Ready With Me.
Yeah.
Because I love her. She's like, Get Ready With Me. Da, da, da. She sprays like the whipped cream SPF. Yep. I love her. I love Athena.
Most of them have like a quirky thing all do in the beginning. Like, one of them does the self-tanner drops across her chest every night. Yes.
I see
like,
that one too.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they all have the like quirk. Their quirk.
Mm-hmm. And I watch that girl too. I follow her as well.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy watching them. So there's definitely this pull to it, like, and I really enjoy it. But I will say, do you know what's funny?
What?
I have a little bit of a TikTok ick.
Okay.
With the Get Ready With Me's.
Tell me.
If someone's telling me, like, in the video, they're like, Get Ready With Me only had 10 minutes to get ready.
Yeah.
And it's like, they do a full face. I'm like, shut up.
First of all.
There's something about it that gives me the ick.
That's a lie.
It's a lie.
Because one, I'm going to tell you this right now, filming a Get Ready With Me while doing my makeup takes about 3 times longer than just doing my makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, filming it on TikTok takes me at least, like, it takes me about 45 minutes to do a full beat. It probably takes me close to like an hour and a half to 2 hours to film it and do it.
Exactly. Because you have to do so much more in it. You have to make sure you have to get it cut down. You have to do the exact moments. Like, there's so much, because I obviously will do Get Ready With Me too on there, but like, it takes a lot longer to film it than it does.
So if you actually had 10 minutes, you definitely would not be filming a TikTok. There was no way. You would not be filming a TikTok doing it. It's just like a quirky thing to say.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I have 10 minutes to get ready to go to dinner.
To get people interested in your video. But it's like, girl.
For my 21st birthday dinner.
Girl, how are you going to get ready in 10 minutes for your 21st birthday dinner? And film it.
I was imitating. Remember when like that one clip of James? My 21st birthday dinner. But no, it's that like that aspect of I have 15 minutes, so like let's go. Like, do it real quick. I'm like, you didn't do that then.
I don't believe you.
As a creator, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
So then you lost me. As soon as they say, I'm like,
you're out of there. Yeah.
Because I'm just like, no, I don't believe it.
You ain't buying what's being sold.
I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
But I will say I do really enjoy the Get Ready With Me's.
Yes,
I think they're so
great.
Fun. I loved it. Cause I just like, I enjoy also the process of what people are putting on.
Yeah.
And I love the process of like just seeing them transform throughout the video.
I watch a lot of girls too from University of Alabama. Not that I went to University of Alabama, but for some reason.
From Alabama.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like,
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, let me see what the Roll Tide girlies are doing. Yeah,
like,
I mean?
And why not? You're repping.
Yeah, like even I have some brands, I won't say who they are, were like, we're trying to figure out a way of marketing to sororities now. And I'm like, okay, because so many sorority girls are doing the Get Ready With Me, so totally. They're trying to get their brands in sororities.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense from a marketing standpoint. I'm like, honestly.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Honestly, you might be onto something. But anyways, Alex Earle, she goes to the University of Alabama. University of Miami. She lives in Florida, Miami. Mm-hmm. And
from New Jersey.
She's from New Jersey. She's from a wealthy family. It's very clear her family is very, very wealthy. She is a very beautiful girl. She is blonde hair, blue-eyed. Just
gorgeous titties.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, honestly, like
she got a boob job.
Yes, yeah.
So, like, it's she has very, nice boobs. They're there.
They're very out there. Yeah. You know, it's there. And so there is a lot of controversy because people are like, you guys chose, like,
an it girl.
A typical it girl to be, and it's like frustrating you didn't choose someone different. You know what I mean?
I understand. That's where I totally get
the controversy is coming from. Like, I've seen a lot of stitches to her videos.
It's very like, of course you did.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Of course you pick the white, blue eyed, blonde hair, tan, like, girl, the all American. They chose all American girl
to be the it girl of TikTok.
For literally Get Ready With Me's.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, there's so many other people that do Get Ready With Me's that's like, why can't anyone else get it?
That's the controversy.
So that's what
right
the controversy
there
is, mm-hmm, of people being like, well, why Alex Earle?
But the problem is Alex Earle didn't choose to be the it girl.
No. She just does what she does.
She did what she did. That's and what the people
that's what
chose
every creator
her.
Does that. Yeah. Charlie didn't fucking choose that shit.
No.
Charlie went with it. Of course, you're given an opportunity. You're going to run with it and you're going to take it.
Who wouldn't?
But, like, people don't choose to be the next it person. It just happens.
You can't choose.
You can't choose
you
it.
You don't get to choose that. The internet chooses you. I will say this. I like Alex a lot. I think the reason Alex blew up is because the way she talks to her audience, she talks to them like they are her best friend.
Like, she's chill.
She's very, very chill with her conversations. I think she also blew up because of how beautiful she is. Like, totally. I really do. I think it was a huge contributing factor. And I think people also really love the idea of how rich she is.
The
pretty privilege, the rich family. Like, it is such a fantasy.
It's a draw. You're drawn in.
So it draws people in. And I definitely think that's a huge part of her blowing up. And I think the way that she talks to her audience, like, her room's always a mess. You know what I mean?
And she's relatable. She's a pretty relatable queen.
She's actually kind of not relatable at all in a way. With
the
like
way she speaks.
Yes, but the way she speaks to camera is very, very relatable. And I think a lot of people were able to connect with her on that. And I think that contributed a lot to her blowing up. So just to give you guys some numbers. So she literally blew up over fucking night. She's at 3.8 million subscribers. Probably by the time this episode comes out, she'll be at 4.8.
On TikTok, right?
Followers on TikTok. She has gained 2.8 million followers on TikTok in 30 days. The past 30 days, if you look it up on Social Blade, she's gained 2.8 million followers. She is gaining 100,000 followers a day on TikTok. Obviously, her other social medias are blown up too, but because all this is stemming from TikTok. So that's like her biggest platform. And it is truly fascinating.
It fascinates me when I see like this happen to someone. Because it doesn't happen often.
Uh-huh. It doesn't.
A rarity. I haven't seen it happen to someone like
since Charlie.
And like Addison. Like, yeah. You don't really see it happen.
It was kind of time.
It was time for another one.
It was time for another one to come in and kind of like take that. Not that they take the place. They definitely don't. They definitely don't. Because Charlie and Addison are forever going to be famous. And iconic. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, it was time for like a new it girl to kind of step in. Because the thing is, TikTok, it finds new it people quickly.
And it moves quick.
It moves quick, but it doesn't mean that people who were the it girl before, the chosen one, the viral person before, loses their luster. They don't. Like, they still have tons of followers and views and stuff like that, but it's just like the relevancy.
People love new though, too.
Yes.
They love new. Like, that's just what it's going to be. Like, they always love that new aspect of getting to learn from someone and getting to grow with someone. They love that thing. So it's like people know who Charlie is now. So it's like Charlie's always gonna be Charlie and iconic. But you see Alex coming up and you're like, oh my God, Alex is like this brand new girl that everyone's talking about. Like, who is she?
Exactly.
Tell us about her. It has this pull and appeal that people who are already popular don't necessarily have anymore because they're already like there.
Like, we know. we like, know
Alex
now.
Alex is the quote unquote underdog right now. Yes. Like, right. She's like making it happen.
And in
she's
due, not an underdog, and in, but like. And in due time, I mean, she'll get huge online. Truly, yeah. Even more bigger than what she's already at, because this is kind of like the beginning of it. And that's mm-hmm. how it works. And then eventually they'll kind of be like, okay, we got it figured out. We love her. We're going to continue watching her, but we want someone new. And then they'll pick a new one. And that's kind of how it like cycles out
people. It's like that for YouTube too.
I will say.
It's like that every social media platform.
Every social media platform's like
Hollywood.
That.
Actors, actresses, it's the same fucking thing.
It is. It's crazy to watch overnight, to just watch her being this small town. Well, I guess Miami's technically not a small town, but just like a normal town college kid. Like yep, a normal
a college girl.
To literally over 2 months hanging out with Hailey Bieber and
Selena
Gomez mm-hmm. and going to Miley Cyrus. It's just like crazy to show the power of the internet. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I feel like she's kind of humble about it.
Like she's chill.
She is, because I'm going to tell you this right now. She has taken and been with like Hailey Bieber and multiple people, and like she doesn't post it. The internet posted it. But if yeah. you go to her pages, she doesn't post it. And like there's a humbleness behind her, which I can really appreciate. And also there was some drama with her boyfriend. She was dating like a pro baseball player. Mm-hmm. And basically before, like she was popular on TikTok for sure, but not to this degree. And she was dating him. And then they had kind of gone silent a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then she went on a live, or she made like a quirky TikTok confessing they broke up. And then she went on live and like spilled some tea and basically he wouldn't post her or whatever, which is crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, which is crazy. And so they ended up breaking up. So that was some spice that
his loss.
But
also, I think it's very weird and corny when guys like don't post their girl or vice versa. Like
if a guy's not posting you, get the fuck out of
that's
there.
That's weird. Even
so
on story, like
fast.
If that's your man, like if that's your boyfriend,
get out of there.
That's weird.
There's a reason he ain't posting. Like,
so then what? You don't want people to know?
And it don't got nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. And
I don't like it.
Get out of there. Mm-mm. Uh-uh.
If you're my boyfriend, you're my man, we've been dating for months and months and months, I'm going to post you.
That's one of the biggest red flags.
That's a red flag. I could not agree more.
Like hiding that you're in a relationship, hiding who you're in a relationship with, that's a huge red flag. So good for her.
It just doesn't really make sense. So actually, so Alex's family has a company called Earl,
mm-hmm.
and they are a road construction business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like where she had started in New Jersey.
Yep. So she like her hometown is New Jersey. And I guess, I don't know. Allegedly, this is where they get their wealth from, this company. This road construction company has been the family, it said on Insider, for 58 years.
Period.
Yeah. I don't know who started it. I think her father's the CEO of it, and all that stuff. So I don't know all the rules with it, but I'll be honest, like everyone in her family, I remember a while back before she blew up, I was watching one of her TikToks and it was like family day at the college. Mm-hmm. And like everybody in her family is absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I know.
The way she looks, I'm just like.
Not shocked. Uh-huh. Not shocked.
Let's talk about her scandals. Well, she doesn't have scandals. Like that's the thing is like. She's
been famous for 2 months.
2 months. So, you know, it could definitely happen.
Well, the thing is, the internet kind of creates scandals when there aren't any, when someone's so relevant, because of the hits that they're going to get on that person's name.
They just want the
views
and the clicks.
They're going to build a story.
Especially, and you see it a lot with TikTokers right now.
Yeah.
A ton with TikTokers. You see a lot of like people that are popular on TikTok specifically, mm-hmm. and you'll see a lot of drama about them on TikTok specifically as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just like, oh, okay, well, this person, if I'm talking about this person, it's just gonna get some numbers for me.
Like people have literally made a lot of TikToks being so angry with her because of her being like an American standard of beauty and like the internet blowing her up. And I'm like, guys, I guess I can't control what everyone does, but I'm just like, guys, there's no reason to be so angry at Alex for this, because Alex, again, didn't choose this.
Yeah.
You know, she just did what she did. She put herself out there. I think she put herself out there in a pretty genuine way. And the internet chose her. It's like, be mad at society then.
Exactly. And then the thing is like, but also like society chooses all walks of life to blow up. Like it's not like it's just Alex Earle blowing up. There's like a lot of celebrities, people out there
yeah.
that blown up overnight because they just were the chosen one from their walk of life.
Yep.
Or in some capacity. You know what I mean? And like, I'm like, it's not like that. It's just Alex that it's happening to.
Yeah. You know, it's like seems like a lot of anger seems to be directed at her. And I'm like, hold on now.
Mm-mm. If you have an issue with it, that's more of a societal issue.
It's a societal issue. It's not a her fault issue is my point, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. But I've been seeing, especially recently, like people like love to clown her for saying things. And the one I'm seeing the most often right now, I think it's funny because it's just like camp at this point, but it's, she did a video. She's like, I just did a photo shoot. I did a photo shoot all day. She's like, sorry, I look like this. I look crazy. And she looked like literally perfect.
Like she literally just walked off the photo shoot with hair and makeup done.
Stunning.
Like perfect hair and makeup.
I'm like, sorry, I look like this. The stitches I've been seeing have been taking me out of the fucking game. They're so funny. Because they're just like,
girl. read the room.
Like, read the room. Two, I wish I just got off a fucking photo shoot like that and looked like that after a 10-hour photo shoot.
Yeah.
Because she's still so beautiful. But it's like, you can also understand Alex being like, damn, like, she might not feel her prettiest because she's been working all day.
Yeah, and tired.
You know, she's like, tired and she's like, not feeling it. So she's probably like having her own moment.
Mm-hmm.
But things like that tend to happen when you become poppin'.
Yes.
It's like they'll nitpick on like dumb things.
Yes. Because if you stitch a video with someone and make fun of them for saying something like that, who's not popular, you're probably not going to get a lot of views off of it. But now if you stitch the person who's blowing up, chances are it's going to do something for you.
What I've been noticing too a lot is that like when I'm watching like the Get Ready With Me videos that I've just like kind of been scrolling and seeing, at the top of this search bar, it says Alex Earle.
That's TikTok. TikTok has a huge hand in blowing her up. I think TikTok has...
From a random person, Laura. It's just a random human. It's not Alex Earle, but it's...
Oh, I thought you were saying like whenever you try to type in Get Ready With Me, it's all Alex Earle only. Mm-mm.
I'm talking about when I'm scrolling and there's a Get Ready With Me that pops up and it's a random human being. It says Alex Earle at the top in the search bar.
Why?
I have no idea. And I'm like wondering, I'm like, is TikTok making me think that it's like I'm on Alex Earle TikTok or something now? Like, or just what's type going in
Alex
on?
Earle.
It literally is. And it's like if I'm scrolling through and I see a Get Ready With Me, at the top of it, it'll say Alex Earle in like that like ghost writing.
Wow. It's not really there. Yeah.
But it's like what's searched. That's what's popping up.
I think, I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know what the fuck
that
is.
It's a little weird. But I think TikTok definitely has also, I mean, like, yeah, it's a society thing, but TikTok also has a huge hand in blowing people up.
Well, like, especially algorithmically, like, yeah. If they see that this person is getting popping, they're going to keep pushing
it. Poppin'. Like, they're going to be like, okay, this person, they're keeping them on the app. They're keeping people's attention. We're going to push this person as hard as we can. Because that's the goal, is to keep people on the app. So however you're doing that is how you get, you know, attention on you.
Mm-hmm. So they're just gonna blow that shit up as hard as possible.
It's just all really fascinating. Again, for the 10th time, I have been following Alex for a few months now. I really like her a lot. Mm-hmm. I think she's great. I think she seems like a really genuine person, and she seems to be living her life just like a college 22-year-old, except for now with famous people. But she seems to be handling it really well and like just moving on. And like, she definitely seems like the type of girl who's not afraid to laugh at herself at all. You know what I mean?
Love that.
Like, she sounds like a down ass bitch, to be honest with
which
you.
Which I love. Like, I feel like it's very much like Charlie energy to me, because mm-hmm. Charlie gives off like the most humble vibes to me.
She does, like very quiet.
So quiet, so demure, so like in touch with herself, knows like who she is as mm-hmm. a person, wants like the best for people, almost introverted in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's anything like that, like I'm sure Alex is like gonna slay.
Yeah.
Because I remember like I have friends who are obviously friends with Charlie and have been with her in a work setting or in friend setting. And they all say like that she's so lovely, so sweet, and so like down to earth.
That's awesome.
And that you would never expect like the girl who literally is like the princess of TikTok.
Yeah.
To be so chill and down to earth and just like very appreciative for everything that she has.
Yeah.
Like,
that's really awesome.
You don't expect that as much, you know?
Yeah.
You expect them to be a little bit more like, yeah.
Right. That's awesome to hear. I mean, I love that. The D'Amelios are, I think they're really cool because of how much talent they hold. And honey, on Dancing with the Stars, they...
Oh my God.
Like, are you kidding me?
Charlie, that took me out of the game.
Like, no wonder.
No wonder she fucking won.
The internet chose her.
Like, the talent that she possesses.
And to be 18 and be able to perform like that with the audience, with the TV, with the judges, with the fame, and be able to turn on and perform like that as a child, like an 18 or teenager. Like, that is crazy.
It's like, it's beyond me. It's beyond words.
It is beyond. So.
When I would see those performances, like when, because obviously they would circulate on TikTok too, not only on the show.
It was crazy.
I was like this.
It was crazy.
I said Laura several.
Yeah.
When we see each other, I'm like, Laura, look at this shit. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, how is this person doing this?
My favorite was her Marge Simpson.
She slayed.
It was like about slang, but being able to not laugh at herself, but mm-hmm. be like so camp about it and not take herself so serious. Like, I ate that up.
I like the one she did. She did like a pink, she had pink and black like twisties on. Like, mm-hmm. it was like the outfit was half pink, half black.
Mm.
And it just made her look so sickening with like
so
little
cool.
like frillies everywhere.
But anyways, guys, that's kind of our episode on Miss Alex Earle. She's like blowing up. If you haven't heard of her yet, you have now.
You're going, and I feel like you're going to hear more about her
and
soon.
Check her out. Like, honestly, I like her content. I think she's super cool. She's on a brand trip with Tarte right now.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
Where are they at?
Well, they're going to Dubai.
She better fucking work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For
that's
sure.
Really cool. I'm like, I'm really like, see, like, that's awesome. I'm glad to see, like, I genuinely get happy for people who just come across so genuine and real and cool and down to earth when they get opportunities that are given to them. Cause I'm like, absolutely. Oh, it's so nice to see. Cause we've obviously known so many people in the industry who are terrible and who have gotten the world handed to them. And it's like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, why do you get the world handed to you when you're evil?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. So it's nice to see when people that do blow up, like, blow up for, like, good reasons.
Yeah.
Or, like, people can see through the bullshit almost, and they're just like, right. Oh my God, like, this bitch sounds, like, fucking cool.
She definitely seems like a genuine person.
Yeah, like, she seems genuine. She seems sweet. And it's nice to see that people can, like, see that. And I feel like people are getting better at honing in on that.
I do, too.
I feel like the internet's so much more, like, aware
and, like,
of
reading
people's
through.
Vibes.
Yeah.
Reading the room, seeing someone, seeing who they are. Kind of getting a story in them and like whether or not they want to ride for them or not.
Yes.
And which is
I
nice.
Couldn't agree more. I feel like that doesn't agree more.
That was not the case all the time.
Absolutely not. So it's people just saw it's cool to see.
Blinders.
Yeah.
You're about to yawn, weren't you?
I sure was, y'all. I'm so tired right now.
Laura, I was about to yawn because I thought you were gonna yawn.
Contagious.
You were giving me your yawn that you didn't even yawn.
I am so effing tired right now. And
I am too. Why am I so tired?
I don't know. I apologize for that.
I think we're doing great.
Okay, we're doing
I think
amazing.
We're doing a fantastic job.
And but anyways, that's like it for today's episode.
Yeah, that's it. We wanted to kind of talk about the tea. I feel like I've just been seeing her so much everywhere we both have that we're
gosh,
like,
gosh, it's been like the topic of conversation. So we're like, well, let us dive
Let's
in.
Talk about it. Let's talk about Miss Alex.
Girl, Miss Alex. Well, Alex, girl, we like you. We love
we
you.
We like you, Alex.
We think you're doing amazing. And honestly,
keep killing it,
I truly hope the best for her. Like, dead ass.
I do too.
Truly hope the best
for her.
I hope
that the world has amazing things to offer her and hope she just keeps spreading her positivity because she
too.
Seems very positive and sweet and cool. And I hope that stays and that she doesn't change either.
I know. I know
please,
a lot.
Please.
I know a lot of people are like sitting back waiting.
Please don't, please.
I think it's cool. She seems like she wants to stay in Miami and not move to LA. But I'm
that'll
not,
do it though. That's good.
I know.
That's
whenever
good.
Whenever
that'll
she said
together.
That, I was like, honestly, girl, if you
it's
did that, you like it might be the
that might be the best thing you could have fucking done.
I think it might be the best thing for you to do. But who knows what'll happen? Because you know it's hard to not be in LA and do this.
I know. But the thing is also like when people first move to LA. They do low key change.
Yeah.
And then they.
You kind of have like, to.
You kind of do.
To but survive out here.
It becomes like
here.
A full circle because you come back to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do feel like a lot of times people come back to themselves or they get lost in the sauce.
You definitely.
It's either or.
Yeah.
You get lost in the sauce and you're a fucking disaster. Mm-hmm. Or you come back around and you're like, you know what? That was all too much.
Yeah.
And I'm back to reality.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, we love you guys. Thank you guys for being here and watching. Don't forget to comment, rate, and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up if you did enjoy. And we will catch you guys in our next episode.
And also let us know who your favorite TikToker is.
Oh!
I would love to know like in the comments. Like,
and it can't be near Manny. No.
They're like,
we want to know.
They're like, we weren't going to do you anyway.
They're like, bitch,
hello.
Like, bitch, duh.
No, but like, if you watch to the end and you're here still, let us comment your favorite TikToker because I'm really curious.
Also, we would love to check them out. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I follow like 1,000 people on TikTok already. What's another 1,000?
You know what? I feel like I need to follow more because I only follow like 300, 400.
I literally
am
follow
so
happy with the follow button. Like I follow 1,200 people. Like literally,
period.
If I like one video, I'll follow you. That's how I've been following Alex Earl. And for so long, I was like, "Who's Alex Earl?" And I was like, "Oh, I've been following her. I must have saw some video at
I love
some
it.
Point."
I love that.
So yeah. Anyways,
so let us know, please, in the comments. I would love to. If you made it this far, I would love to see your suggestions.
Bye, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.